literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
Live
from the compound, dude.
From my motherfucking basement,
live
dude.
From Matt McCusker's.
You wish
basement.
You were live from the compound, dude?
No. chill. Yes, dude, we're here.
Yeah, dude, what you think of my fucking studio?
Your studio is tight. This rug's nice. The couch, I'm seeing the couch where you did the volcano.
Yep.
Where you're doing very important studying.
Spud did
and
it
meditating.
Too.
Spud got high as fuck, too.
Mm-hmm. He explored his consciousness.
Spud, yeah.
He did a THC deep dive, dude.
I've seen Spud do my program, too. He doesn't handle it well.
Which one? What's
the
that?
Bud Light programs.
You think he bugs out
he
on Bud Light?
He was upset that the turd had bay. Remember that?
When was this?
He saw helium. He was at helium and he saw.
Oh, that was so fucking
the turd
funny.
With his bay. When Spud sees the turd, it's not good.
It's
a glimpse into like what could be.
Well, it's like Spider-Man versus the Goblin, dude.
It really is.
They're nemeses.
They are.
They're like hard arch nemeses.
Except they're both goblins. Like, I'm trying to think which one's Spider-Man. Spud might be Spider-Man.
I think it's Spider-Man.
That's how
dude.
You say it with a Philly
Spider-Man
accent.
And
it's
the
like
fucking...
water. Spudderman.
Spudderman, the fucking turtling, dude.
Turtling is nuts, dude. Just surfing around, getting toots. What's up?
That was the first time the fucking Spud met Okani's. He's like, oh, fucking Okani's has bay?
Dude, he also has bay? Like, punched a wall. Oh, man. What's up, dude?
Chilling, dude.
Yeah.
I've just been living that pot pie life, dude.
I saw you just
crushing pot pies.
Standing in the kitchen, scarfing pot pies.
Yeah, man.
That was tight.
It's that time in a relationship when my bae makes me a pot pie.
Pot pies are so good.
I've been asking for pot pie for like a year.
Yeah, finally you never get it. Nobody ever gets you pot pie.
No one makes you a pot pie.
Although recently I did have pot pie this year, my family had it in the fridge, leftovers.
Ooh, we have some. Ooh.
Bro. I put a hurting on cold pot pie.
Dude, there's nothing else to do.
Just kept scooping in it. Yeah.
No, nobody politely eats at pot pie.
No.
I was eating pot pie thinking about the inception of it. It must have been the most ridiculous fucking invention.
It's up there.
Some dude being like, I made a pie. Like, what's in it? He's like, soup. He's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's good.
People just came by. They're like, there's fucking soup in this pie?
Because
that was a big deal.
They were stoked.
Pie was like once a year.
Yeah.
So people probably went for dessert, and they're like, what the hell? I'm eating double dinner.
Tarnation? There's peas in the pie? Got peas and chicken in it?
Got me eating double dinner.
Yeah, like, man.
Leave it alone. He's worked hard at that pot pie.
Woo!
I had a whole fucking, in my head, I had a whole fucking dialogue between like a settler.
We're too close. The setup down here is uncomfortable.
You're too close?
You and I are
I can
too
back
close.
Up to my, I have another, my desk is L-shaped.
I
could not face you at all.
The eye contact we make during the podcast makes me uncomfortable.
I could not face you at all.
I think about kissing you. Do you know that?
I could sit over here and just totally not face you at all.
Do you know that? Did you hear what I said?
You want to kiss me?
I think about kissing your mouth.
We should kiss, dude.
Ew.
So we can't do a podcast in kissing range.
No, it's too much.
True.
I get boned up.
Chemistry's too fucking.
This
chemistry
podcast
is too much.
Sucks. Yeah, what's going on?
Chillin', man. Just, what the fuck do I have going on? We got to get a new dog walker. Or new dog sitter. Ours,
why?
I hate to say it, dude. Ours was in the dog sitting game for the wrong reasons.
What's that?
Just for the money.
Oh, you need somebody who loves the canine.
Yeah, exactly. She was mad. She's like, wait, the dogs are going to sleep in bed with me? And I was like, we were already in Florida. And I was like, yeah, that's what they do. Don't you love dogs more than anything? I think she was in it for the money.
It was on your profile that you love dogs.
I mean, dude, I figured any dog walker, any dog sitter, I feel like it was like automatically assumed. Like,
I don't
yeah.
know. It could be like a Caesar Milan type thing where it's like, you need to instill some discipline.
You think she was Caesar
yeah,
Milan?
She could have been pissed that you like, she was probably like, I can't believe anybody would treat dogs with this level of like, you're doing the dogs a disservice
that
by letting
might
them
be.
Just run wild
dog,
all
yeah.
over you.
Yeah, it also might be why
those
she...
Those dogs are bad. Your dogs are bad.
She walked them separately, too.
As soon as I walked in, Jax humped me.
Did he really?
Immediately. And then Matt tried to bring the dogs down here while we're recording this, and as soon as you were like, all right, let's see, one strike and you guys are out, I was just like, the strike's coming right away. Right, and immediately they started humping and fighting. Got kicked out.
They're on the third floor right now.
They're not. They didn't handle it well.
They haven't handled anything well. When anyone's been down here, they've failed every single test.
Yeah.
I fantasize about being someone who have a dog who's like, oh, it's my old dog, just lays in the corner. If someone comes in here, it's like they hump them, they get on top of them, they like bite each other. It's a fucking nightmare. Well, but she also walked them separately. She's like, I didn't know I had to walk him at the same time. I'm like, what?
I don't like this lady.
Yeah, like, where'd you come up with this?
She a white?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Right. What do you got to say about that?
Nothing.
What do you got to say? Why does your brain take you there?
It sounds like a white lady job.
Of dog sitting?
Yeah. Never thought of it that way.
Interesting.
Never didn't even think that there would be African American dog sitters.
Wasn't African American, bro.
Whoa.
You continue.
Who was it?
It's an Indian.
An Indian? Wait, wait.
No, like in the classic sense.
No. The classic sense is a Native American.
No, in the classic sense, well, Columbus had it wrong.
Okay.
Dude, are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Yo, you know I am.
Better fucking not, dude. I am. You are?
I celebrated Columbus Day. I celebrate the fuck out of Thanksgiving.
I'm going to get kicked out of my family dinner again. I'm going to start just fucking double.
You got to protest.
I'm going to start smashing everything, dude.
You got to protest.
Dude, I'm going to fucking freak out.
Like the kids at Harvard-Yale. Do you see that?
No, they
during the football game at halftime, all the student body went out and protested climate change. So they just sat at midfield. And the game got delayed like 4 hours.
They took a knee?
They protested climate change.
Did they watch the rest of the game?
The game, yeah. I mean, I think it was a good game. I think it went to overtime. People were like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so they protested climate change and then we're like, all right, back to the game.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's...
I just don't understand protesting climate change at halftime of a football game. Like,
why is football now the end all be all for like, why is this like the public discourse arena?
It makes sense.
Football?
That people like football.
That's true.
So it's a good place to be like, hey, it's getting warm out.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
We're going to
ruin this game.
We're going to sit on the field.
We're going to sit on the field because it's getting warm.
Yeah. True.
But yeah, that's weird, man.
That's all right.
Well, it's good, you know. It's good they're out there doing that kind of thing. It's just like, I'm just
it's
trying
just
to think.
College, it's college kids.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the bottom
just
line.
It sucks. Imagine going to a game and like being like, I'm going to just go out at midfield and sit there.
I'm thinking about you driving to go see a game and then being delayed for 4 hours.
Oh my God, dude. If I had driven 10 hours to like a Notre Dame game and then at halftime students sat on the field because of global warming. I don't know.
You might counter-protest.
Yeah, I'd get some aerosol cans, just spray them.
You might get some...
I'd go start my car and come back in.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see how many causes we can attach to the NFL. I want to see Howie Long.
Well, they got breast cancer, police brutality.
Yeah.
They love the troops.
Of course. You see those camo fucking sleeves they wore?
Yeah.
That was tight.
They do that. Domestic violence had a good run there. Because the players are getting rowdy.
It was pretty appropriate.
Ray Rice is getting rowdy.
Yeah, it was pretty appropriate.
Which is funny they did that for Ray Rice and not OJ. I think OJ's domestic violence would have been a little more like, hey, we should say something to the public.
Did he really cut someone's head off?
Just about.
Did he really?
Yeah. He like almost sawed their fucking heads off.
Oh, my God.
He got loose. He was out of control.
Oh, my God.
He was fired up.
Yeah, I guess they felt like they missed that one. The NFL slumbered on that. That was back before people had to make statements. The owner of the NFL was like caught in a statement being like, what the fuck? Juice killed his wife?
Yeah. Nobody had to make statements.
No.
Now you have to. Dude.
We are deeply saddened.
It's a shitty time to be a CEO.
We are deeply saddened by.
You don't have to pay taxes, but you do have to make statements.
True.
Which, that should be the trade-off. If you want these corporations to start paying taxes, just be like, you don't have to make any more statements.
Yeah, you guys can do whatever you guys
never want. Again. We're never going to ask you how many women you have working at Google. Just pay taxes.
Just pay the fucking taxes.
Just help us pay for women's health care.
That's fair.
That way we don't have to worry about are women good at math. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. And then I popped on, Carlin came on. Listen to his, he's got a new one against the Japanese. He's on the third one of that.
He's still going
hard. I feel a little uneasy listening to anymore.
Really?
No. But it was funny just, they were talking about, he was talking about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And how, like, historically, it's, like, one of the dumbest fucking decisions ever.
Like,
military planners today are like, why would they do that?
Well.
I mean, obviously, hindsight's, you know, two nukes. But still, it's funny to just.
Double F. Could have been a double F.
No. How would it be a false flag?
Because they're like, we just want to go attack the Japanese.
So we hired the Japanese to attack us?
I don't know.
No.
You think someone faked it? It could have been actors. Fake. It could have been actors.
You think there was a the Japanese Navy was in on it?
Like, it was, hey, it was we'll two planes, right?
In Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Did you, what?
It was two planes that crashed in Pearl Harbor, just one. You could easily fake a Pearl Harbor.
Do you think Pearl Harbor was 9/11?
I'm saying, if you're I'm just throwing it out there. If you're saying that it was, didn't make any sense.
No, but it was more than two planes.
How many was it?
Probably like 100.
100 planes and attacked Pearl Harbor?
It was the aircraft carriers.
I thought it was just like two little prop planes crashed and everyone was like, ah, what the fuck?
Oh, really? You thought it was like two shitty planes? And we were like, oh, we're going to war, dude.
I thought it was like two propeller planes came in.
Really?
Yeah, I swear to God.
No, it was, I mean, it was a huge operation.
Yeah, they're big planes.
They brought their Navy.
Damn.
Yeah, it was war.
The Navy pulled up and then the planes.
It was aircraft carriers. Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah, they brought the boys out.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So they like totally devastated it.
Yeah, if it was two planes, it would have gone almost unnoticed.
That's what I was saying. I was like, you wouldn't even know. It would be like just, that could be anyone flying a shitty plane into like. So it was the boys pulled off.
They really went for it. Okay. It's documented.
Gotcha.
So now the false flag comes in where did we know they were going to do it?
And that's
be like,
what it was.
All right, go ahead. Because there is some weird shit about us taking some ships out of that harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Some like good ships
that could have
just happened to not be docked that day.
Could have held them off.
That not would have held them off, but would have been shitty to lose for us. You know?
I gotcha.
So we like kind of kept some old shitty ships for them to blow up.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, you got us.
Well, yeah, it's also weird. Yeah, like back then, people didn't just like overseas like stealth fly over. There was like a massive ships coming for probably several days, and I'd imagine the U.S. military was scoping the waterways and being like, "Yo, bro, the Japanese Navy's on the way." You're like, say what?
Yeah, maybe they. Yeah, I mean, there was like radio stuff where they would be like, "Oh, fuck, something's happening."
Yeah,
where are they gonna hit? Oh, the closest island to them? They thought it was going to be around there.
Right.
Which I think they did get hit, too. Like, Guam and shit like that. But
who knows?
Regardless, I thought it was funny to, like, I've never heard historians talk about how fucking stupid that was. Like, because I don't know. For some reason, you think of it as, like, an even matchup, the U.S. and Japan in World War II. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it was literally just sucker punching the biggest guy in the room.
It was
and
short,
then being
was
like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. He's still up. And then, like, why did you think you were going to knock him out?
Yeah, that makes sense. It is tight to roll up with your Navy and be like, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Fuck you guys going to do, dude?
It's like, dude, don't you know you have, like, space bombs and shit, dude? Yeah, yeah. What the fuck are you guys doing? Get out of here.
Fuck you up for this.
I mean, they did.
Yeah.
That was pretty minimal, too. They killed, like, what, like, a couple hundred people?
Yeah. I mean, it was probably, it was in probably, like, less than 2,000. It was. Yeah,
so they probably around that. They about 9/11.
They hit us with a good 9/11.
All right, so they gave us a classic 9/11.
First pitch, though. That's the good first punch was a 9/11, and then sit back.
Like,
they were winning up front the first like year or two.
That year,
they were fucking us up, yeah.
Yes, we were just loading these huge bombs and being like, whatever you guys think you're doing.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's about to become a humongous.
They were attacking us with like swords and whistles and just charging. And it was like, all right, well, we're going to just have some Jewish dude build a nuke. Yeah, we have Jews over here that are going to create, they're going to summon their dark lord.
Yeah, they're going to fucking unleash the sun on you, dude.
Yes. Anyway.
That's funny.
That's it for history for today.
Close it down. Close down
that's
the history
files. That's enough history. I'm sorry.
That's funny. I was actually researching last night about the potato famine, how it's not a genocide. I was reading the
who fucking wrote that? Winston Churchill?
No.
Who wrote that history?
The Washington Post. Washington Post claimed the famine was not a genocide.
How?
They were saying that
what was their argument?
Food blight.
Yeah, it was a blight, but then they kept all the other food.
Yeah, well, yeah, and wouldn't let people hunt or fish. But I don't know. I was researching it for.
Who's the author? You got to click the author every time. It's so true. Funny to click the author.
Yeah.
Like whenever there's an article like that, I'm always like, who the fuck wrote? Who was invested in debunking someone else's, like.
Dude. I'm telling you.
Sorry, guys, you don't get to claim genocide.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, they were saying, the Washington Post, they were saying, they're like, nah. The title is, it is not a genocide. I'm pretty sure it said, like, sorry. Yep, Ireland's famine wasn't a genocide. The Washington Post archives, 1997.
Oh, 97. That was back when boys could talk shit.
Timothy Guinanay.
Gwinnane, get him out of here.
I want to see that pick.
He's
bro.
A Protestant, bro.
He's a bitch, dude.
He's a fucking Protestant.
I was curious to talk to you about that because I'm like, is that fucking like conspiracy theory to be like, yo, that was a fucking potato famine, was a genocide?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. There was a fucking potato, the crop failed, yeah. And then the British kept all the other food.
This motherfucker.
They kept the livestock and grains. There were still other fucking plants you could eat. And Mike, food. They still had chickens and like livestock, but the British Empire kept it.
I might call this motherfucker right now.
Call that bitch, dude.
He's a professor of economics at Yale. He's a professor
at Yale?
I might hit him up. I'm going to call him right now.
Oh, you can call?
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking. Oh, professors all have their phone number right at the thing.
Yeah, call him and say, why'd you say that?
I'm call him right now. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Put him on speaker and call that, dude.
I'm going to hit him right now and be like, bro, what's good?
What is that bracelet you're wearing?
Oh, it's my friend gave it to me as a present. What's your problem?
They better be dead.
They're not dead.
All right, well then take that bracelet off.
No. See what he looks kind of like Mel Gibson. That's probably why he wrote that, dude. He knew Mel was about to run loose.
Damn.
Of course.
Sorry. Man. Tim Gannon.
Is not available.
Tim Gannon.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt. I saw you wrote that junk in the Washington Post in 97 about the potato famine not being a genocide. I just wanted to, you know, see if you wanted smoke, what was good. Hit me back. You got my digits. Later, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. Fuck that. You can't be talking out your mouth like that, dude.
You don't know.
It's probably not the same guy at all.
He's going to be pissed, dude.
Fuck him, dude. What's he going to do?
It's just an economics professor. Hey, Tim, it's Matt. You wrote that junk, dude.
The fact that they're arguing with their bae. Because if you're like, you know, if you're already having a tough time in a relationship, chances are you're not going to weather the pregnancy.
No.
The pregnancy is like, a dude is meta pregnant with all of his bae's problems for about 9 months.
You could just fight her constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could use that as an excuse to the kid.
Yeah.
Just be like, I wish I could be here, but you're a fucking bitch mom.
Kept me from talking to you for 9 years. And,
yeah,
you know, when
I wish I was here. All she, you know, she's your bitch mom.
Dude, that happens.
It.
That happens all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, they do that. Well, I mean, that's if you're willing to leave your kid, you're also willing to make excuses on other people, you
dude,
know.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's a bad thing to do. And then to have a bunch of people kind of defend it a little bit to be like, well, it's hard sometimes for people. And it's just like, yeah, nah, dude, it's undefendable. Yeah. Undefensible. It's like, yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Indefensible to be like, well, who says that it's the best to have both
Wait,
parents?
Are people defending it?
There's people who are like, well, stop applying your norms on what a family should be. It's like, look, people don't have to live together, but like abandoning your children is fucked up. And they're like, well,
yeah,
it's different. It's just like, dude, it's bad. It's bad news. If anyone's even thinking of, if you're even thinking about getting divorced, dude, the only acceptable way to divorce, the only way, to, I know, I didn't have kids though.
True.
If I had kids, I would have suffered for 18 years silently, like a lot of the good parents I saw do. Mm-hmm. Although, no, you should totally get divorced if you want to get divorced. What you should do though, only if you should go get a dupe. All divorce things should be like, someone should order you to take your assets and force you to buy a duplex and you just have to live above or below. And then it's just like a tiny, there's like a constant little, there's like a doggy door for your kid.
Yeah.
And they can just kind of go up and down.
Yeah.
And do their thing.
Like a fire escape or a fire pole.
It should be a fire pole.
Yeah.
A fire pole that can go right down.
Yeah. Custody.
And then climb up a ladder.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be a bummer though. Cause then you hear your lady having fun, dude. That would cause.
Hop down the fire pole and fucking land on her, dude. And be like,
hop down the fire. Dude. That's your plan is, I debunked it immediately. It's a recipe for absolute disaster.
Are you serious?
That the murders in this country would quadruple.
No way, dude.
All right, think of a divorce where the guy didn't want the divorce, but the wife started just fucking someone else
sure.
and left him. And he still loved her.
Yeah.
That's a guaranteed murder. He's got to lay in bed,
dude.
And he hears someone fucking her.
That's romantic.
And there's a fucking fire pole that he can slide down and murder.
That's romantic.
I bet 9 to 5, or, you know, during the day, he's fine. But you know how those thoughts come in at night.
Yeah.
It's 2 in the morning. You're just sitting there. You hear that creaking.
It would have to be the walls would be like studio foam. It would have to be totally soundproof. True. Totally soundproof.
Yeah, there's some boys that would slide down.
Oh, for
come
sure,
down
dude.
And get you.
They put on the steel toe boots and just, even if you built some sort of hatch, they would just gather that speed down that. They would grease that pull up, dude, and fucking come right through the ceiling.
Yeah, there's no stopping.
They'd come through the ceiling like fucking, who's the guy from Street Fighter, M. Bison, dude? He'd fucking shoot down.
They'd get their ass beat by the guy who's fucking your wife. Sure, dude. That sucks.
For sure. Yeah, that's true. I mean, again, you'd have
it's
to.
It's not a good plan. Well, I don't like the government forcing people to live anywhere. You know what I mean? That's step one. You get the government out of here.
True. Get the government out of here by your own accord.
Yeah.
Take the government out, and then we'll just do, all right, so everyone gets married through the church, and then there's like a league.
Now I like it.
You have the church fucking, do you ever get like far into like, I don't know if like white Baptist church do this, but do you ever get into like the new black churches when they have like, fuck, I forget what they're called. They're called like, church fathers or something. There's like church fathers who like you can't get divorced unless the church fathers like you have money.
Okay.
So they get like real into shit like that.
They're all very weird men.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a priest that wasn't a fucking weirdo?
No.
They're weird boys.
Well, I met one in high school who seemed cool, and the more I think about it.
Yeah, you get older and we had one. He was like showing everybody his CD collection every day. Be like, damn, he's the man.
Yeah, that's weird.
And you get a little older and you're like, what the fuck was he doing?
Yeah, why is he showing me that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he trying to be cool?
Dude, yeah, that's
which
that's
I guess,
weird.
You know, that would be something they probably game planned. They were probably like, all right, go be relatable to the kids.
For sure.
Like somebody probably told him to go do that or something.
For sure.
Or he just, you know, got his rocks off being like, hey, I'm one of the cool guys.
Check this out.
This fucking DMX CD.
He was listening
to DMX? Don't tell anybody
DMX?
I have it. No. He had like Will Smith.
Did he really?
Yeah, shout out.
Dude, imagine bumping Will Smith in the rectory with all your fellow priests.
Mm-hmm.
They must have got crunked. They did get fucked up.
Damn, how much do you think they were all secretly beating off? I got to go upstairs. And then be like, I know he's beating off. And then a minute later, you're like, I'm going upstairs.
I'm going upstairs, too.
It's just an unwritten, like, you can't tell.
Do you think they had, like, special fountains for, like, fleshlight cleaning?
Definitely.
Massive people were coming in like, dude, get that thing out of the fucking holy water fountain, dude. Imagine cleaning your fleshlight in holy water.
Matt, don't even say stuff like that.
I'm just saying, dude.
That pisses me off.
You go in and fucking dip your hand like, dude, come on. You're only allowed to soak it at nighttime.
You're pissing me off.
Dude, imagine that.
You're pissing me off right now. You're talking about fleshlights in holy water? I don't like it. Come on, man.
I mean, where else are you going to clean them? Take a nice bath, dude.
Just baptize it. That's what the baptismal, the fountain up front. You baptize your fleshlight.
Just fucking chrisming the pussy hole, just being like
playing with it.
Nice, dude.
Little sign of the cross on the
little butthole.
That's no good, dude. This is junk. This is blasphemy.
This is junk.
That's junk. But doing the sign of the cross with your thumb on a clit.
On a fleshlight. I mean, could you imagine
inappropriate stuff?
Do you imagine the pussy they get? A Catholic priest?
A priest?
Dude, when they're like, the lady comes to you, she's like, I don't know what to do, father.
Our sex life is bad, father.
Yeah, like, I don't even know how to talk about this.
I haven't come in 3 weeks.
Husband died. Who else can break a bay off of some D? Who else can break a widow off of some D, dude, without anyone knowing?
Do you think the broads like it, too?
Yes.
There's a guy who promised God he would never fuck anybody.
Dude.
And your pussy is strong enough to break a covenant.
You ever hear of a story called Adam and Eve, bro?
Come on, bro.
Come on, dude.
Tale as old as time.
They fucking love that shit.
Damn, God hates women. That's why.
Well, he
did. They're always trying to fucking break his covenants.
Well, they can.
They can with the sniz, dude. That's why sniz is the devil.
Yeah, dude, that's what the snake
was. That's why we should kiss, dude.
We should kiss to end all fucking blasphemy.
To stop all this bullshit. I think that's how they get there.
What?
To kissing boys.
Yeah,
I think we just figured out the equation.
They're like, dude, I'm going to tell you what, man.
We're on chalkboard right now. It's just like, got it. We finished the equation.
Drop the chalk.
Yeah, that's how you kiss boys.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah, you're like, have you heard of Adam and Eve? We should fuck.
That's what the snake was. That's sweet. Sweet fucking Eve sniz, dude.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's hot, dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what? We needed to make this a good episode because this is It's weekend. People are going to be traveling this week.
True.
For Thanksgiving. They're going to be listening to this shit rolling up to their shitty families. Just like, oh, man.
Yeah, I wonder why people are going to be bummed. That's one thing I was saved from. I was like never bummed to like go to my family functions. No. I was like thinking about that, how much that fucks people up this time of year.
Yeah.
Having to like confront the people who have just like ruined their life. And you're like, fuck, I got to go see all those people. Just someone like, what, you think you're better than me? And it's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, mine's going to be interesting this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fielding a lot of questions.
Extended family.
A lot of questions about what I've been up to.
You should stay shut in. You should show up and immediately sequester yourself to another room and just have someone bring you.
I used to do that.
Did you really?
I used to go in, and my grandma, RIP, would sit and, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I would sit and watch football with her.
Just go in her room?
She did love football. She's a good grandma.
She's a good.
I've been shitting on her pretty hard lately.
I think she'd be into the laughs.
Yeah, she'd think it was funny.
You got some good laughs.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But she used to chill with Grams.
Yeah, yeah.
So we should go. Just go in the room. All you need to do to ditch your family is have a game system. Game system in the basement. Go downstairs and game. And you're like, just chill down there.
Yeah, that used to work, but now you know. Now I'm 30. You
can't take a game system.
So you can't be like, Mom, I'm playing Xbox in the basement. I can't hang out.
Order a pizza.
No, the
Mom, when's my pizza coming? I hate turkey.
We do it at my cousin's house. And okay. we have an archery competition.
What?
Yeah.
You guys are wasps.
I don't think. It's in like a no.
You guys are fucking fuckers, dude.
Bow and arrow?
Yeah.
No. That's not wasp.
You don't think so?
Bro. What are you talking
about? You guys have an archery competition.
Yes.
Who wins?
I'd never win.
Really?
I launch it straight over the target every single time.
Did you ever shoot it straight up in the air?
I should this year. Have everyone run. Be like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Run!
Oh, my God. That is fucking sick, dude. I love hearing families do tight shit like that.
We used to play Scrabble.
How'd that go?
We used to have a cousin battle.
How'd that go?
Who's
shut down?
Got shut down a couple
Why?
Times. One time.
Censored?
One time, Katie... my sister Katie had a couple of drinks.
No.
Didn't take losing too well.
What?
And she punched me in the face. She fucking punched me in the face.
I would love the idea of your family Scrabble, just all slurs intersecting.
Slurs. Like, Dad, is that a word? Like, yeah, we used to say that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so funny, dude.
There's not enough C's in the game. We ran out of C's. The whole family Scrabble board is that. It's only three C's.
Oh, my God.
If you get that word, you win.
Oh, my God.
Dude, imagine this year if I get that word.
You got to go for it and win Scrabble.
Somehow, my career redemption involves me being a professional Scrabble player.
Oh, my God.
ESPN3 is covering it.
For sure.
Nationals. I'm dead. Last move. I look down at that little tray. It's just spelled out perfectly.
Oh, fuck, dude.
What do you do?
You go
I got to go for it.
Take
be
the
like,
win.
I'm talking about like armor.
You go for the win. You got to go for the win.
Have to.
You must, dude.
Just looking down at that tray that has my letters on it. Just fuck.
It is funny, too. Thinking about people building compound slurs off it. Like, oh, sweet. All right, perfect. Oh, but dude, awesome. You can't build off my fucking word. Like, dude, I get your triple word bonus. Like, no, I already put it down, dude. You don't get it off that. Fuck, that's so funny.